Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening here on our Coach Speak presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line is the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Andy Ettinger, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thank you.
So as we take a look at your schedule from last week, it was kind of a wacky week, especially at the end of last week with the weather. Still managed to get a couple meets in, one on Monday up at Lake Mills, another one on Tuesday as well before your meet on Friday over at South Hardin was canceled due to that wet weather. And over at Hampton Dumont was canceled due to wet weather. But looking at your schedule here through the last couple weeks, obviously having to deal with when you have ran some not great weather anyways, you know, how do you feel your team has been able to fight through some of that poor weather here over the last couple of weeks?
Surprisingly, fairly well. I've been really pleased with how things have went. We PR'd in some events again, you know, even with the wind and the cold. So these girls are really dedicated to putting forth the effort into, they know it's going to be cold, they know it's going to be windy, they're used to it by now, and so they've really come out and showed that they can compete in no matter what type of weather.
And we talked about her last time that you and I talked about the girls' team, but someone I think who's really starting to hit her stride and could very much find herself in contention down not only at the district meet but perhaps in the state meet has been Addison Jeske. She goes 16 feet 7 inches on Tuesday, and she has been on the up and up as the season has progressed. And what can you say not only about her abilities in the long jump but elsewhere that has really helped your team so far this season?
Yeah, she, as a matter of fact, Lake Mills, she hit her PR. Was 16:10.5, I believe it is. So she's pretty excited about that, you know, and she's inching closer and closer to our school record. That's kind of her goal. And it's the same way with this year, for state. And I told her, you know, there'd be no better place to do it than at state. So yeah, she's more consistent now with her, at least in the 16s now, which has been really good for her.
And another athlete we've talked about quite a bit is Aiden Feske. We've seen her times as the season's gone on. You know, it was kind of up and down at the start of the year, and that was in some part due to the weather. But now it definitely feels like her times are consistently getting down and staying consistent and to a point where she can definitely also, when that state qualifying meet comes around in a couple of weeks down in Roland Story, could make some noise. And what have you seen from her over the last couple of weeks that gives you the confidence to believe that she'll be able to really step up when the competition gets good in a couple weeks?
Yeah, in her 100, yeah, the times, like you say, have been a lot more consistent, which is finally where we've wanted to be, especially coming into conference and then next week into district. Her 200 times, this is the first year really she's really gotten into the open 200, and she PR'd again this last week, and we're under a 28 now, so we're looking to get down to that lower 27 at the least by district time is kind of our goal. So,
and when you take a look at the schedule coming up, you guys have the top of Iowa West Conference meet coming up on Thursday, and then a week from Thursday, you know, you've got that district meet at Roland Store. That is a really strong meet, especially on the girls' side, with some of the sprinters and just some of the overall athletes that will be at that Roland Store meet. First, you know, could you talk about that top of Iowa West Conference meet coming up at Belmont on Thursday, and then just how you think your girls will be able to maybe step up for that district meet coming up in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I believe we have events that can definitely step up and show in our conference. Obviously, the strong suit usually is Forest City. They got a heck of a team this year. But I do feel that our girls have been more confident in different events and improving on time that, yeah, I have a feeling that we do have things that we can show forth in our conference and stand out.
And looking at that district meet coming up in a couple weeks, you know, is that something that you've started paying your attention to now that they finally come out, or is it right now the focus more on the conference meet?
I've done my homework on it. It's, yeah, like you say, it on the girls' side, it's definitely a tough district. But the girls have been talking. They know about it and everything. So they know that we got to go in and compete. Once we get to that point, you know, enough looking at times and everything, because everybody's down to one race or, you know, or throwing event, whatever it may be, and that's all it comes down to when we get to district. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at Iowa Falls on Tuesday and at conference coming up on Thursday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Andy Ettinger, the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here in our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.